Okay.
Thanks for sending me that voicemail.
Yeah, I don't know why they sent it to me.
I don't either. That was on that transient room tax thing we're trying to do. Spencer and I sent emails or letters to 30 different cities. I'm trying to encourage them to agree. Although Spencer had one today, a guy said we may be pushing too hard and they go south on this. I don't see how the legislature will go from 30% to 20. You know what I mean? Who knows?
Okay, perfect.
Sorry, I'm gonna reach.
Oh.
Invade your personal space.
Yep.
Hey, you're all right, hey, you'll get queued up.
My agenda is up here.
Public comment.
This is to call the Urban Renewal Agency meeting for Monday, May 16th, 2022 to order. Peggy, roll call, please.
Kaplan.
Here.
Jacoby.
Here.
Bateo.
Here.
Parker.
Here.
Hall.
Here.
Sawyer.
Here.
And Goble.
Here. Last one.
First item on the agenda is public comment. Do we have any, Peggy?
There is no public comment.
Okay, then, I'll happily accept a motion to about the consent calendar. I guess, what's on there today, Peggy?
Just a minute.
Today, the consent calendar consists of approval of the minutes of the meeting of May 2nd of 2022.
Okay, I'll entertain any motion someone wants to make. Motion is made by Councilor Kaplan, seconded by Councilor Jacoby. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So I get 7-0 in favor of the motion. Thank you. Number four, Spencer.
The Urban Renewal Agency has first, there'll be approval and authorization to issue for the sale and redevelopment of the agency property that was acquired by the Urban Renewal Agency back in 2015, I think, and it was purchased in order to do the realignment of 35th Street with the 101 intersection.
Thank you for caring. This is the property that was acquired by the Urban Renewal Agency to realign the 35th Street 101 intersection, and we ended up acquiring all this property with the plan to remove the structures and utilize that property for one of the redevelopment efforts in the South Beach business area. We currently have also two tenants that are on this property, and the second action would be authorization of a letter indicating that the month-to-month provisions of the lease will be terminated in December 31st or by December 31st, 2023, if they are still tenants on the property at that location. So again, a draft letter is attached for your review, and if the Urban Renewal Agency is comfortable sending those letters out, we will follow up and do that as well. But at this point, I'll turn it over to Derek to kind of cover the modifications that have been made to the RFP since the last discussion, and then ask for questions and ultimately authorization to proceed with that process.
Thank you, Derek Tukos, Community Development.
Not a lot was, has been changed since you last saw this 2 weeks ago. The principal revisions had to do with the timeline. Extended the timeline for shopping the RFP to 90 days and then just kind of built the schedule from there. Other than that, it's the same document you saw on the 2nd of May.
The reason that you needed more time, 90 days, more time for replies or what?
Right, you know, and we talked about this a little bit on the 2nd, but because, you know, it's not like we have a number of people that are beating the door down to talk to the agency about developing the property. So we wanted to give ourselves a little bit more time to share the RFP with a wide variety of potentially interested developers to see who might be interested.
Yeah, questions on the RFP? And again, just a reminder, the property, there's a number of concepts that were developed as part of the urban renewal final plan for the South Beach District that are included in the RFP. Basically, the urban renewal agency can sell that property for under the value of the property based on the value of the development that would be occurring there. And there's kind of a recommended maximum discount, but in reality, if the urban renewal agency wanted to even go below that, that would be an option that could be considered depending on the value of the type of development that would occur on this property. And so again, it'll be a, you know, kind of a competitive process if we have more than one entity is interested in submitting a proposal, and the agency will make a decision about what proposal best fits the long-term needs of the district.
Mm-hmm. So, Spen,
excuse me. So I just want to be clear on something. We have these three different concepts. How do you send out the RFPs? Just tell them we have three different plans. When I'm thinking that the main thing I heard was that the people south of the beach want a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not in all three of these, is it? Not.
No, those are examples. They're not binding on anybody. They're intended to provide proposers a sense of what the community would like. There was interest in other options too. I certainly heard the grocery store as well, or a small market with some takeout food. Interest in a food cart concept with some oversight in a stick-built building on there, which is another one of the concepts. So it's really intended to give proposers a sense of, you know, what could possibilities, and you know what kind of vetting has been done so far with folks in the area. So you may see proposals that are a little bit different than the examples there, but you may also see stuff that's very similar. We just don't know.
What is the assessed value of that property now, Derek? You know.
You know, I don't have that number offhand. You know, it was purchased by the agency for $1,525,000, and that was in 2015.
How much?
So a little over $1.5 million in 2015.
But with the improvements, excuse me, it's a lot more valuable now, isn't it?
I would expect it's more valuable, even though we have taken structures like flashbacks off, the drive-through off. But it's had additional time to appreciate, and that property is going to be more valuable now that you have a signal and fully improved frontage. That I don't know that that's been factored in anything yet, because that was just completed last fall.
And if, when the property sells, who gets the money?
That would go to the agency. So say at the end of the day, a developer comes in and there's a negotiated sales price. What comes back goes to the agency, can be used to do additional projects or buy down the remaining debt. So there are a couple different things you can do with that.
Would be agency money though, right?
Yes, it would be agency money.
So at this point, I guess I could entertain both of these motions in front of the council. I mean, in front of the agency.
I can make a motion. I move to authorize the issuance of a request for proposals for the acquisition and redevelopment of the agency's property located on the northeast corner of US 101 and southeast 35th Street.
Second.
Motion made by Councillor Hall, seconded by Mayor Sawyer. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Unanimous 7-0 on that one, Peggy. And the following motion?
Sure. I move to send notice to the tenants of the Urban Renewal Agency property located on the northeast corner of US 101 and southeast 35th Street that the month-to-month leases will terminate in December, by December 31st, 2023, in order to prepare the property for redevelopment.
Second.
Motion made by Councillor Hall, seconded by Mayor Sawyer. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed or abstentions? No. Okay, 7-0, Peggy. And any other urban or renewal business?
Have there been any further complaints against the renters on our property?
Not that I'm aware of.
Councillor Boteo Salgado, please.
Oh my God. Is that my turn? Okay. I have a question. Last time somebody came and asked about maybe having like a sidewalk next to, you know, kind of where the gate, you know, there's a gate in South Beach, but they were kind of asking more about, you know, like a way to get from one place to another, having like a sidewalk there, or like a trail from, you know, I don't know what is the name of that road that goes, you know, it has the gate on South Beach and it goes all the way to the beach, but they were kind of the side, you know, somebody had a petition.
26th Street.
Yeah, somebody had a petition about maybe having like a trail or walk area, yeah, a walkway.
Yeah, maybe Derek can explain the interconnection walkways, which is another, not related to this project, but certainly another urban renewal project that's in the mix.
Yeah, we as part of that refinement plan that we did that wrapped up last fall, there was a public vetting of about, close to a dozen remaining potential pathway improvements and sidewalk improvements or trail improvements that fall within the urban renewal district. And about half a dozen of them were prioritized and vetted with the public for funding before the district closes, and then the others were not. I don't believe that the Jetty Road, which is the gate I believe you're talking about, goes out to the jetty, was in the prioritized package for funding. I can double check that and kick an email out to you guys. I haven't looked at that recently. That said, that, you know, that is state parks jurisdiction out there. There's a state parks master plan in place that does envision some additional improvements in that area. So there may be some additional work that the state does to improve how that's functioning out there.
You're talking about all the way at the end?
And that, yeah, most likely that would involve consultation by the Army Corps of Engineers and the city and the right-of-way and a number of partners, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. Any other questions? No? Okay, well, we'll go ahead and adjourn at 5:29 p.m.
What do we do for half an hour?
Yeah, I'm having ribs from Memorial Day.